Blog Talk Radio.
Right, you know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And one of the things we do really, really well is our internship program. And joining us, the marketing intern, his name is Devin Bolden. Hey, Devin, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
It is so great to have you on the air. Wow.
Thank you.
The studio audience is also, they are also interns, but they are not nearly as smart as you. These are some of the slowest people. Anyway, though, we're happy they're here. Hey, first of all, tell us about you, Devin, and your internship with GTE Financial.
Okay, my name is Devin Bolden. I'm currently a senior at USF, majoring in marketing. I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida. Basically, here at GTE, I'm a marketing intern, and I help out with the marketing campaigns and events and things like that. Just kind of here to help out and actually get hands-on experience in my field.
You mentioned that you put together a commercial for the scholarship program. So internships aren't about washing cars and getting coffee for other people, are they?
Definitely not. I feel like that was really a thing of the past. It's kind of crazy to me that actually used to happen. But our generation now, I would say the millennials, we're pretty much all hands-on. We get thrown into the thick of it, and we either sink or swim, and most of us swim, I like to say.
That's awesome. I'm curious, since you're majoring in marketing, and of course, marketing has changed dramatically. One of my favorite shows that I discovered on Netflix was Mad Men, which is all about advertising and marketing. But I'm curious, as a millennial, as a young person, what kind of marketing appeals to you? What makes you take notice? What makes you look at something and go, wow, I got to check that out?
I would say the most appealing marketing, it really is social media marketing, especially in this day and age, just because even me, from walking from my car to getting to my desk, when I was in the elevator, I was on Facebook, and then I went to Twitter, and then you go to Instagram and things like that. Like, whenever you have downtime, you're sitting here looking at social media. So if you're sitting here looking at social media already, if your attention's already drawn towards this, why would you not want to put like a commercial or a short advertisement, something like that there, if it's going to grab the majority of people's attention anyway?
Well, as you know, GTE does a great job with their social media. And I'm glad you said that as a millennial, because believe it or not, Devin, there are still credit unions out there who think you're going to see their ad on the 10 o'clock news, in the newspaper, and on the AM/FM radio. And I'm thinking is, you
not
don't spend a lot of time in those mediums. Yeah, that is very, very,
not at
that
all.
Is very, very interesting. I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned that the internships of the past, which were basically just being, hey, go get this, go get that, have really, really changed. You say you're a senior at USF. How important is it, do you think, for young people like you to find internships that really match their career goals?
Me personally, I feel like it's extremely important. An internship in your field, it gives you real-world experience. It's almost like a time machine kind of into the future to see actually how your field is post-graduation. A lot of people are like, oh, I like this major, these classes seem cool, and then they graduate, and then they actually go into the field. It's something that they don't want. So I would say the earlier you actually get an internship in the field that you're majoring in, the sooner you'll see if you actually want to belong in that field. It really does give you like that real world experience and the advantage of what a lot of people who haven't graduated and are just going in blind and not having that experience.
Fascinating. I can remember very, very clearly. I forgot which Super Bowl it was, but way back in the, I think it was the Super Bowl that was played in January or February of 1999. In fact, I know it was. I was watching one of the Super Bowl ads. And it was a kid standing in the middle of a wheat field saying what he wanted to be when he grew up. And he was saying, I want to be a yes man. I want to file all day. I want to file paperwork all day. And I'm sitting there watching that commercial, and I worked at a bank, and I'm thinking, that's what I do all day. I file paperwork, and I say yes. And it was for Monster.com. It was the first ads for Monster.com. And the very next day, I came to work, and on my little, 256-megabyte laptop computer, I looked up Monster.com on my 26 KPS dial-up modem and found a job that paid a lot more money than the one I was in. And less than 3 months later, I was gone. And I just remember thinking, wow, where would I have been without Monster.com? And of course, nowadays, your generation has so much access to information and technology. It really is quite bewildering. And of course, my guess is you came into the marketing field with a lot of that skill anyway. I mean, you've been using social media probably your whole life.
Definitely. It's funny now because when I got here, our social media department was like, oh, so how familiar are you with social media? And I couldn't help but laugh because our generation, it's literally ingrained in our DNA. Like, social media to us is like, it's like when we're born, give us social media in a bottle, pretty much.
Right. That's a good one. I was at a graduation ceremony for a Cross Lutheran school the other night. My son graduated last year, so I was there to see the next class graduate. And a young kiddo named Hayden, who's in first grade, grabbed my phone to take the picture. And I was like, yeah, nice try, kiddo. You don't know my code. Well, I didn't know you don't need the code to take a picture. And I mean, in less than a second, she swipe, whoop, took the picture. And I mean, there was just something so automatic about it. I mean, this is a first grader who's known nothing, never knew a phone with buttons. You know what I mean? It was just, that's kind of how I see your generation. You just, the social media, it's like the air around you. It's just part of your social DNA. And my guess
I have a younger sister, and she just turned 2 years old. And she can unlock my phone and get to the video games within my phone and the apps. I don't have to say anything. She can barely construct a complete sentence, but she can find those games on my phone. Like it's literally ingrained in our DNA. Kids nowadays, when they enjoy things, it's kind of in quotations because they'll go to a concert and record the whole thing for social media, or they'll go to a graduation and sit there and take selfies the whole time instead of actually experiencing it in the moment. And it's just the norm. It's just the norm. If you go to a graduation, you'll see all the lights from the cameras in the crowd, which you're supposed to see, and then you'll look down at the graduates and then see all the lights that they have on their phones. So.
Well, I assure you, when I graduated from high school in 1985 and then later from college in 1993, I don't think there was a single cell phone in the room in either one of those situations. So I think that's fascinating. I think it's great that you already have that social media marketing mindset, but it sounds like one of the things you're going to get at GTE as part of the internship is obviously GTE does have a lot of members who don't check social media every day. They've got a wide variety. You know, you got to hit all the channels. And I think you're going to get a lot. I know you're getting a lot of practical experience working at the credit union.
Definitely. That's awesome.
Well, listen.
Just in this environment as a whole, I know that in the classroom, it's kind of like, what could you do to make this work? And then you say it, and then it's like, all right, cool, A+. But here, what could you do to make this work? And then you get the suggestion, and they're like, okay, now do it. And it's like, what? I got to do it.
And of course, unlike the classroom, where obviously grades matter, the results at the credit union are real. I mean, this is real stuff here. So that's fascinating. I'm so glad that you're getting a head start, that you're involved in something that you're passionate about. I can't think of a better credit union for you to be getting that practical experience. GTE is a beautiful, elegant brand that revitalized itself a few years back, and I know you're going to do great, great things in your career. Hey, before we let you get out of here, we always ask this question. What was the last song you listened to?
The last song I listened to was Blessings by Chance the Rapper.
All right. I don't know that one, but I'll go check it out. Whenever y'all say the song, I go straight to YouTube, which I'm sure you've heard of, and I check out.
Oh, yeah, I think I might have heard of that.
Yeah, I think you might have heard of that. Hey, listen, Devin, blessings on your day. We wish you a lifetime of peace and prosperity, and you're always welcome back to come on the show and let us know how things are going. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to join us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. That's Devin, everybody. Great interview. Absolutely right. Intentionally engaging Generation Next, both internally and externally here at GTE Financial. Hey, folks, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care.